Hello, I'm Rashawn Winburn, an investment advisor and founding partner with Monument Capital based in Dayton, Ohio. This recording is a part of a financial series created in conjunction with the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi for educational purposes only. No strategies mentioned are intended as a solicitation, and as always, it is wise to consult with your trusted advisors before taking any action. For the next few minutes, I'd like to share with you what I am communicating with my clients today. I hope that you will be able to walk away with a better perspective of what you could be doing to weather the current economic environment and some actionable ideas to get on track or back on track, whichever the case may be. So let's get started. I understand these are trying times. The past 12 months have been quite the roller coaster ride. We've had information overload. We're flooded with news reports of failing financial markets, bank closings, bankruptcies, bailouts, mass layoffs, budget deficits, war, political unrest, and most recently, a killer flu. This has left many of us wondering how the economic meltdown is affecting our own financial situations. The top three concerns I'm hearing surround the value of real estate, standards of living, and safe places for assets. To help address these concerns, here's what I'm telling my clients. We have economic cycles. In the 1920s and 30s, there was the Great Depression. However, in the 40s and 50s, there was the post-war boom in the economy. We must be prepared for ups and downs in market direction because no one has a crystal ball. We know the cycle where the economy peaks, then slows into a recession. This is normal. At some point, we reach the bottom or trough and start to expand again into a healthy recovery. You know how the saying goes. You must have the bad times to enjoy the good ones. No one likes bear markets, recessions, or depressions, but they are part of the cycle. I don't know exactly where we are, but I can confidently say, I believe we are somewhere between the recession and the trough, or the bottom. And if you have 20 or more years to retirement, this might be the greatest buying opportunity in your lifetime. So I am telling my clients, as always, plan for all possible outcomes. All markets, all investments can only have one of three directions: up, down, or flat. Be prepared and positioned to thrive in all climates with a plan which defines your goals, resources, and actions to achieve your goals. When times are challenging as they are today, refocus on your plan and adjust your expectations. Reassess your goals and tolerance for risk. Focus on the impact market performance has on your goals, not just on the performance itself. The daily close of the Dow Jones Industrial Average does not tell you whether you will be able to retire at 60 or 70. It simply tells you how the average of 30 stocks performed for the day. The most important thing is to keep perspective. Begin with the end in mind. What is important to you? What are your values and beliefs regarding money and wealth? If you do not have a plan that is based on your long-term lifestyle goals and your current phase in life, create one now. Schedule an appointment with a financial professional. In my opinion, the rich get rich because they always plan 5 to 10 years ahead. They stay rich because they seek professional advice. However, if you'd prefer to make a plan yourself, consider the following steps. First, organize your financial documents in a central file to include retirement, banking, investment, mortgage, and insurance documents, as well as values for other assets you own. Determine your net worth. List and sum up all of your assets. Do the same for your debts. The difference between your assets and debts is your net worth. This is your starting point, and growing this number should be your primary focus. Evaluate your income and expenses. The difference between the two is your disposable income. However, if that number is negative, this is your shortfall. Improving your personal profit margin, or the spread between your income and expenses, should be your next priority. Next, create goals for both net worth and income. Calculate how far you are from your goals and create a budget to dictate how you will use your resources to achieve your goals. At this point, if you have not engaged the help of a financial professional, you may want to do so. They can be helpful in creating an investment plan that would include how you should allocate your assets and create diversification to minimize risks and maximize your returns. Next, Adjust your goals for your phase in life. We're not all in the same phase at the same period in time. You could be in the accumulation phase, where you are building and accumulating assets through your growth in your investments and your savings plan. You could be in the preservation phase. You have your nest egg, and you want to keep it safe from the markets and from inflation. Or you could be in the distribution phase, where protecting and not outliving your income is most important, and you may have an interest in supporting certain charities or other philanthropic activities. Finally, execute the plan. Implement it with your financial advisor. Here are some tips for choosing an advisor. Now, there are three basic types of advisors: discount, full service, or money managers. You may choose a discount advisors, which are typically your online brokers and are best suited for do-it-yourself investors or those who need minimal advice. Others may prefer a full service advisor, like the big firms, Merrill Lynch, a Smith Barney, or could be regional or independent firms like us here at Monument. Money managers will provide discretionary investment management, where they create the portfolios and cover the investment decision making. Other factors to consider in choosing your advisor are your level of trust. What's the advisor's experience? You may wish to check for regulatory or disciplinary action. You can do so for free at www.finra.org. That's the FINRA website, the regulatory body for advisors. Consider the prospective advisor's focus or their investment approach. Discuss their fee structure. What costs are associated with doing business with them? What are their minimums? Will you be a good fit in their roster of clients? So now you have a plan, possibly an advisor. What's next? Educate yourself by exploring the financial markets, investments, and strategies. Analyze your plan and your portfolio, seek alternatives, and apply what you have learned in your research. Remember to gauge your progress by whether you are moving closer to or further away from your goal. Focus on net worth and income, and remember the big picture. I hope you will come back to reference the remainder of the series, which will cover the foundations of accumulating and managing your wealth. Again, I'm Rashawn Winburn, an investment advisor with Monument Capital in Dayton, Ohio. If you find yourself stuck anywhere throughout this process and you need assistance, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I can be reached by phone at 937-310-2287. Again, 937-310-2287. Or send me an email at r.winburn@mcpdayton.com. That's r.winburn@mcpdayton.com. I thank you for your time, and I wish you the best of success and prosperity.